the statutory rationale for about collections? Because if the target is the email account or the phone number, what is the justification for gathering communications between two persons, maybe two U.S. persons, who are discussing that phone number or that email address, but they are not themselves, there's no to or from that particular email address or particular phone number? Why is that targeting that is permissible under the statute?
Right. So the conclusion there, again, in a typical case, you're right, if you're targeting, you know, bad guy at google.com, you're targeting that person's account, their communications. Why bounce collection is different is it's not necessarily communications to or from that bad guy, but instead about that selector. And so what the court has concluded is that when the statute uses the term targeting a non-U.S. person overseas, targeting that selector qualifies under the statute for targeting that non-U.S. person overseas. So it doesn't have to be targeting necessarily to or from, but can also target the communications that are about that particular selector.
So that's a different meaning of target than earlier, which is where you're focusing on an account. Now you're discussing, targeting means discussions about that account.
About that selector, correct.
It is always focused on that account. So I think the key is the misperception that some may have that about collection is somehow about a keyword or about the person that may be behind that account, but all collection under Section 702, whether it's upstream, abouts, which is a subset of upstream, or prism, is all based on the selectors at issue.